spot. The first take is you're looking in here. So I'm going to try to stand here so you're looking into me as best you can. Right into the thing.
Do I look in the bigger circle?
That one.
The bigger circle.
Yeah, right where my finger
yes,
is.
Yes, I look in there.
You look in there. Okay, the first thing is punchline. Right off the bat, just say it the best you can, punchline.
Oh, all that have one yet. I have to think myself into it.
I know, but just fake it. Advertise it.
Damn, you don't think the end or begin. So, what do we call the mixed, what do you want to call media partner? What do you agree? What term can I use?
Media environment,
mixed corporate media?
Mixed corporate media is a little, you can use that, but. Media environment, electricity.
The information environment.
Information environment.
Yeah, no, I hate the word media.
Oh, okay, good. Information environment. Why the heck do we collect information?
So the information environment needs some meta. It needs to have a perspective on itself. Advertising provides the meta for the information environment.
Good. What's meta mean?
Meta means self-reflexive.
Irony. You could say the same thing, but that instead.
The information environment needs a means to know itself. Advertising provides a means to reflect on itself, to have a sense of irony or a sense of looking through the situation, not limited by it.
Why do we have to look at it in the first place?
The information environment is not us. It requires it. It takes on a life of its own. It is minding our cognitive processes. It is trying to be as human as possible. It is moving into the level of what we call thinking. And so thinking means looking through the doubleness of your situation. I know myself through you. You know me through, you know yourself through me. So the information environment needs to acquire these cognitive capabilities, and advertising provides it. Advertising is the information society thinking about itself.
That was good. Okay, good news, bad news.
Good news sells bad news. What is good news? Good news is advertising. Advertising is asking you to change and throw out what you have and then buy something new. That is usually upsetting for most people. So the actual effect of advertising as good news is that it's bad news. Now, if you have a newspaper made only of advertising and good news, nobody's going to buy it. It's too upsetting. So you need a lot of bad news. Tragedies, earthquakes, disasters, wars, murders, divorce, drug addiction, suicide, kids murdering their teachers. All this bad news gives the consumer of the good news a sense of surviving the tragedy of human life. So bad news serves the effect of distracting from the good news. So bad news has the effect of being good news to counter the bad news effect of the good news, which is advertising.
Woo-hoo! But what can we do about it? Can't we stop the murder of the kids and then eliminate the advertising?
Okay, before we go into that, let's do a few more points.
That we like. Skywrite, and if you want to go into Mechanical Bride. McLuhan wrote Mechanical Bride.
Oh, what's the other one, the Poster Guy? Let's do
Poster Guys. Poster Guys.
Now, the information society has to have a way of looking at itself, and that's advertising. But we have a lot of ads produced and a lot of people want to get their advertising on the regular media. So who's going to determine which ads make it? Other than payola, it's going to be the ratings. So actually, the function of Big Brother is no longer a committee that's running the global situation. It is the Nielsen ratings themselves, which are serving the Big Brother function of creating the gold standard so that we know what to pay ourselves. So the Nielsen ratings are the Big Brother. They determine a value system, a value hierarchy for the information society so it can filter and determine how well it's thinking about itself. Oh, fuck. So the continuous surveillance of society and how it's consuming products and how it's selling those products through advertising is the function of the Nielsen ratings. Now, what's interesting is this surveillance is invisible, and it's like a ghost hovering over the information society learning to think about itself. And it determines the standard of what that thinking needs, and that is determined by looking at you, the consumer, and seeing what you respond to through focus groups and other forms of tabulation and calibration of your situation in response to the information society and its commentary on itself by advertising. This is accomplished through the perception of your perceptual faculties like a ghost. And so the polls and the polling function really is a geist. So we come up with the idea of pollster geist, the endless polling of people to find out where it is. And that's an invisible environment like the Holy Ghost. Well, we have the term pollster geist. Next time the pollsters call you up, say, ah, Mr. Geist, Mr. Pollster Geist.
You gotta be more animated and not so lecturey, like, yeah. Crazy.
We might do these again.
Oh, we're gonna do them all again. Yeah. But I'm just saying,
a little more animation.
Animation and
a little more Susie acting.
Yeah, and martial acting too. That was good. Okay, your choices now are cave paintings, ape shape to ape, turf and tools. Shape ape. The bloodstream.
I got it here.
Okay.
Looking at these pollster guys and their invisible surveillance of us is actually a function, an expression of ESP. We know that cavemen used to make their drawings in the dark. They weren't meant to be seen. They were meant to evoke the energies of nature and to retrieve the buffalo or whatever, have them come focus on their area, so that we could hunt them and kill them and eat them. So the actual function of cave art is an invisible kind of voodoo. Now, we end up in this situation today where the surveillance people are sending out ads and seeing scattershot whether we respond and actually hoping we ignore them. So it's a kind of ESP. So we can conclude that we retreat paleolithic living conditions, and advertising is the cave art of the modern suburban caveman.
That was a good one, though. What do you want next? Bloodstream, ads and Manipian satire, mechanical bride,
news. Okay, news, good news, bad news. So now, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
So following on the theme of good news sells, following the theme of bad news selling good news, we've been doing this for 150 years. We have gotten used to